003, we're continuing. How to activate the Midas HaKniyah. And that's how you should think. So you shouldn't believe, when people are mahalil you, you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you should think. Pull out the Midas HaKniyah. Don't get a swelled head. Don't believe it. Think that Hashem knows all your machshavos. Hashem knows everything you do. And if, in the Mela, you know that they are toeh. You know that they're very mistaken about you. And this will cause you, you'll do tshuva. It's a good thing. What'll happen? You'll become embarrassed. That's what it will generate. Thinking bikniya, when people are being mahalel you, will actually cause you to be embarrassed, and you'll be worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, you're getting undeserved on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna pay you back, so to speak. You know, you're gonna have the equivalent. You're gonna have the equivalent. So, Ozi kona levovo, Kemosha Omar, ki avoni agid, edag mechatosi. See, I have that all the time. Because, let's say, I get a lot of undeserved honor in art school. In art school, I get covered. People say, you're a millennial, oh man. And the truth is, I do much, much less legabi the final product than people think. My name's very prominent there, so people go, oh, but I know who does the work. I know who produces the final product. So I have a share, I'm not saying, you know, but it's nowhere near the way, oh well. So that's why I have the shul. Everything balances out. Haravi, the fourth situation is mamish the opposite, that people talk badly about you, and that hurts. So the Chazal Vova says, listen what he's saying, pull out the Midas HaKniyah when people are praising you, and pull out the Midas HaKniyah when people are even wrongfully talking against you, and it hurts, and you're embarrassed, and you get angry, and you want to take nekama, and you're embarrassed for sure, and you really, either you don't know where to sink into a hole in the ground, or you get very angry and you want to take nekama. Chavis Haloba says, wrong reaction. Very normal human reaction. Wrong reaction. Pull out the Midas HaKniyah, and thank Hashem. Thank Hashem, you're getting a punishment in Olam Hazeh, perhaps that's the pshat. You have a few moments. First of all, you're never as embarrassed as you think. This I'm saying, because the Vavas doesn't say this. You think people have better things to do than talk about you. So people think you're a subject, that, let's say you're caught doing something, or you know, people talk Lashon Hara about you, you did something taka, you did something wrong, or people maybe are even wrongfully talking Lashon Hara about you. So you imagine you're the topic of conversation. I mean, this happens. You imagine you're the topic of conversation, like, and you like, you can't stand it. And oh, the truth is, it's only till they find the next carbon, and you realize that they're not really interested in you. They're interested in gossiping. They're interested in having a topic of conversation. People have nothing to do. Lord knows they don't come to night seder, so they have nothing to do. So they talk. People talk. People like to talk. That's what Chofetz Chaim wrote his book, wrote his sefer. People like to talk. They have nothing to do, unfortunately. So today you're the topic. And they don't even mean it badly. I'm saying this. They don't even mean it badly. It's just a topic of conversation. Then they go on to the next thing. If there would be an earthquake, then they start talking about the earthquake, and they'll forget about you. So it's never as bad as you think it is. Atkan Devarai. Because Halvoda says, accept it and take it as a very kedai onesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the things you know you did wrong, and either take it as musr. You know, you might be doing something which is improper, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and you don't even realize it. You might talk obnoxiously to people and you don't even realize it. And then you overhear people talking about you, and they say, well, the guy's really obnoxious. You say, why did he say something? And you know, and you tape yourself once, and you hear how you talk to people, and then you say, wow, like, Baruch Hashem, they talked about me that way, and now I realize I'm doing something wrong. So you really could take things as a, you learn from it, and you don't realize it. I said, I think, that's why dating is very good. They say, the girl says no. Oh my goodness, and then if you're lucky, she'll tell the Shadchan. Why? And you'll learn. And you, it's a good tikkun midos. You say, the guy gets angry. The guy makes fun of people. And sometimes we all fall into bad habits and we don't even realize it. The guy, you know, talks. And then, you know, and here you say, Baruch Hashem. So that's what the Chayyim Halom says. Whenever, when people are talking about you, thank Hashem, first of all, it's a small price to pay, Keneged the Onesh in Olam Haba. So maybe you're getting Yisurim in Olam Hazeh. Second of all, it's a spur to do tshuva and be mesaken your meisim. And you should thank Hashem. Your wife says something to you, instead of lashing back at her, say, ah, you're 10 times worse, you should thank Hashem that He gave you a wife that points out to you your faults, and you can be mesaken them. And that's how you should take it. So pull out the midas hakniyah when people are talking badly about you, and thank Hashem, the Chayyim Halom says. That's right. Thank Hashem. Don't even be neutral. Say thank you, Hashem. When they're praising you, you want to sink into the ground because you know what you really are. When they're making fun of you, when they're talking Lashon Hara on you, thank Hashem because two great things have been accomplished at the Chayyim Halom. Pull out the Midas Hakniyah and realize that, it's coming to me, I deserve this. And you'll have there's two great benefits in this. One is you're getting an einish. Harani lefanech kechli malei busha uklima. We say on Yom Kippur, it's good to be a kli malei busha uklima. You won't go back to your old ways, and you might find out something about yourself that you never realized. And when people talk about you, you say, you don't realize it. We don't know how we sound, even in the physical world. We listen to a tape recorder. That's me. That's not me. Come on, that's not me. We don't even realize how we sound. Kol Shekein, we don't realize the inflections of our voice. We don't realize sometimes, like I talk much too loudly. I know that. I talk too loudly. The reason I talk loudly, by the way, everybody thinks badly of me. But the reason I talk too loudly is because I'm going deaf. I'm not going deaf. I mean, I'm getting, I have a problem. So when I don't hear myself so well. So I talk too loudly because I don't hear so well. So that's why I talk too loudly. And I have to train myself to talk in a normal tone of voice because I can't hear myself so well. It's very hard. So someone once pointed it out to me. He did it rather in a nice way. He's a good friend of mine. He didn't do it the way the Chayyim Halom says. He did it in a nice way. He says, you know, you always talk too loud. And he said, I'll tell you why. Do you have a problem with your hearing? He said, that's why. So it's hard. Anyway, but if someone would make fun of you or talk badly about you, you find out things. You find out even there are many people that talk condescendingly to people, that talk obnoxiously, that always interrupt other people, that always have to be right, that always, you hear two people learning. I don't know if you've experienced this in yeshivas. You listen to different sets of chevrusas. There's some people, no matter what the chevrusas say, he'll take issue with it. Or, there was someone, people are funny, two sets of chavrusas, whatever his chavrusas said, either he took issue with them, or he said, yeah, I thought of that too, you know, and there are people that always talk that way, and you really have to laugh, because, like, you know it, you say, oh yeah, I thought of that also. So, and once you'll overhear people making fun of you, and you should thank Hashem, because you never would have realized it. You would have gone through your whole life like that. And now you have a chance to do tshuva. And he brings on a pasuk in Iyov. Vayigel oznam lemusar. He opened up their ears to hear musar. Vayomer ki yeshuvan me'oven. Because that will make them do tshuva. That doesn't mean dafka novi coming and standing by the bima and yelling at you. It means that's chiddush, but you have to be sensitive to what the Chayyim Halom is saying. Iyov says, Vayigal oznam lemusar. Vayomer ki yeshuvan me'avon. This will cause them to turn away from sin. This will cause them to do tshuva. So you say, oh, Hashem sends a Navi. So that's what the Chazal is saying. He's not sending a Navi. He could send people to talk Lashon Hara about you. So that's also from Hashem. He could send a good friend or a wife to give you a shtoch in a bad way. But that's also from Hashem. That's the way Hashem sends Nevi'im nowadays. We don't have Nevi'im. So now the Nevi'im could be people talking Lashon Hara about you. The kids, when people talk badly about you, use the Midas HaKaniyah to take it the way Hashem wants you to take it. He wants you to take it as if he sent a Navi to stand by this bima and to give you Musa. That's how, with the Midas HaKaniyah, that's how you will take what's happening. So you won't get angry, you won't want to take Nekama, and you won't get depressed, and you won't go crazy, and you won't like chuck it all, and what's the word? You'll take it as Musar, and you'll take it as a way to be Masakin yourself. Or, if it's wrong, and it's Mamish no, so you'll take it as an Einish, and if you don't deserve it, feel it, like the Rebbe, you know, that patches the kid, he said, I didn't do it, he said, if you didn't do it, you must have done something else. So you'll take it as an Einish, and you'll thank Hashem for giving you your Einish in Olam Hazeh, rather than for all eternity. The Yerushalmi says, all the Mitzvahs are bringing it down, you understand? Right? The small Yisurim that we undergo in Olam Hazeh, Chafetz Chaim talks about it in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the small Yisurim we undergo in Olam Hazeh are covering up for eternal Chas V'Shalom Oinshin in the eternal Olam. Yeah.
Now how do you reconcile, okay, Chavos is saying basically take it and understand it as an onesh of some sort.
Either an onesh or as Musar.
Okay. And yet, the Chafetz Chaim is saying about that exact same type of
event,
whether it's Lashon Hara, that a man's word can kill another man.
That's the world we have to live in. From their perspective, they're doing the biggest aveira in the world, and they're like Reitzchim, and they'll be punished. But you have to take it as heaven sent, and you thank Hashem for it. And that's the dichotomy we always live in.
So, the Chofetz Chaim is addressing
them.
The
perpetrators, the perps.
The speaker.
Yeah, he's addressing.
And Chavos Avavos is addressing the receiver.
Precisely and exactly. Let's go back to the Chamishi, the fifth situation. So now, we said, you have four, right? You have to remember them. Make a list. You could chazer it when you're taking a walk. You could chazer it instead of thinking about, you could also look at the Bria and look at the floor. You could also chazer the Tosfos by heart. But you could also think about this list. The Chamishi, the fifth. The fifth time you have to pull out Midas HaKniyah is when Hashem bestows good things upon you. Now the Chavos HaLevavos is Meirich very much in this fifth thing, and he talks about wealth, he talks about money. Because our lives are basically soiviv money, and our physical lives, our Yetzirah, the things we're busy with most of the day, if we're not directly being Oved Hashem, directly, is with money. So he talks about money, but he means not only money. Everything he's going to say, remember, is true about kavod, is true about an easy life, is true about a pleasant life, it's true about comfort, it's true about any hana olam hazeh. He's going to talk about money. V'chamishim heitivu Hashem ba'olam hazeh b'minei hatovos, when things are going good for you, you have to pull out the midas hakniyah. Because you have to make sure that your reaction is the proper reaction. Because the Chavos HaLevavos is going to say there's three possible ways a person could react to things going well for him. So you have to, with Midas HaKaniyah, you will make sure that you react the right way. Since there are different ways a person could react. Yikon al Hashem. You should pull out the Midas HaKaniyah. And the way you do that is that you know that you couldn't possibly repay Hashem for the good that He bestows upon you. And we saw in and Shar Avodas Elokim, that if you get your raise, or if you get a better job, or B'Hashem, a healthy child is born, or things go right for you, you're supposed to react, push it by repaying Hashem. You're supposed to say, okay, till now I learned 2 hours a day, I'm going to start learning 2 hours and 10 minutes a day. That's how you have to react when good things happen to you. So that's what he said in Shar Avodas Elokim. Here is essentially a repetition of that, but he's talking about, you know, use Midas HaKniyah, meaning feel humbled by the goodness that Hashem bestows upon you, and realize that you have to be makir, when you feel humbled, so then you realize you have to be makir tov. I have to pay back. I have to give back to Hashem. How do you give back to Hashem? By doing His will more intensely. So the Midas HaKniya brings you to that. Yikona l'Hashem al kichaved mimenu. You'll feel humbled because, oh my goodness, will I be able to perform? Will I be able to pay back? Will I be able to fulfill my obligation to express my hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this extra goodness? Now the truth is, you should always feel this way. That's what he talked about before. We should always feel nichna because we're always omid lifnei Hashem, and Hashem is giving us life, and He's giving us seichel, and He's letting us breathe, and He's doing all the 15 brichos hashachar for us, and He's always doing everything. So we should always feel nichna because there's no greater tova than life. But this is special. He's going beyond that now. When Hashem gives you special tovos, if you are able to say, I can see. So I'm the luckiest person. I don't have to be rich anymore. I'm richer than the richest person. I could see. I don't need to be any richer than that. If you're able to do that, then what he says in this paragraph applies to seeing. And you'll see, as he goes through the different reactions to the tovos Hashem bestows upon us, from good to sort of middle of the road to bad, you'll see that all those things applies to anything, to hearing, to seeing. It applies to everything. Someone, what's his name? Eish HaTorah, I think, in England. Someone just wrote a book. His wife died. A Light in the Darkness. He expressed during, you should read the book, all recommended reading. And during Shiva, how he kept himself besimcha, so to speak. How he kept a certain balance of appreciation to Hashem while he was sitting Shiva. And the things he thought and the things he said, it's a very worthwhile book to read. A Light in the Darkness, something like that, yeah? His wife passed away after a long debilitating illness. And he writes there the story of how they lived through that period. And how it's really a remarkable book. Could I read? It's in English, it's not in Hebrew. Okay, so he says you should pull out the Midas HaKniya, and you should feel humbled by the fact that you maybe are not going to react the way you should. You're not going to be makir tov enough. You're not going to, so to speak, pay back. L'shalem chovas todos ol Hashem aleihem. You're not going to thank Hashem properly for what He's bestowing upon you. Ve'ikon alo, and then he should feel also humbled. Mechashash pentia nekoma ola. Now, I don't know, Rav Kapach uses this word nekoma, very, very strong word. I don't know what the other translations, what word did I use? We don't even have one. But the point is that when Hashem bestows goodness upon us, many times it's a nesayon. Like I said, sight. Sight is a big nesayon. We can see things we're not supposed to look at. Money is a big nesayon. We now can afford things. We can go on trips. We could buy things. We could get very involved in Olam Hazeh when you have money. So your kaniya should also be a reaction of fear that you're going to misuse the gift that Hashem gave you. So that also causes kaniya. And that's what kaniya should say. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do with this gift? Am I going to thank Hashem properly for it? Am I going to use it properly? Maybe I'll be Moel. I'll be Moel Behektish. I'll misuse. That's Mamash Me'ila, means to misuse Hektish, to misuse the gift that Hashem gives you. So Yikonalo, that is also humbling. That it's not Poshut, that it might be a Michshol for you. It might be Nisayon, and it'll be a Michshol, and that's very scary. Can I handle this? You find out you win the lottery, and you say, can I handle having so much money? That's very scary. Kiribi hahon v'olam azeh, now it goes into money, but it applies to everything, every tova that Hashem gives us. Ribi hahon v'olam azeh yelachad mishlosh advarim. There could be three reactions to it, and it's really up to you to determine what your reaction will be. O tova me'es Hashem al ba'al ahon. It could turn out to be a blessing. You can give more tztaka. You could work less and learn more. Instead of increasing your holdings, because now you have more money, you could withdraw and you could take it and spend more time in Avodas Hashem, or give more tztaka, do more chesed, be machzik yeshivas. That's one reaction to having money. You have a big house, you could use it for hachnasas orchim. You're able to add on an addition to your house, Baruch Hashem. So now you could use it for hachnasas orchim. Maybe you can make a room where you could learn undisturbed. Maybe you can make a room where you could lock up the kids so you can learn undisturbed. Oh, nisayon ubechina lo. Or it could be like, you know, the reaction could be a good one. It could be schar from Hashem to enable you to intensify your avodas Hashem. Or it could be a nisayon to see which way you're going to go. And that's why Hashem is sending it to you. It's a nisayon. Hashem wants to see. That's what a nisayon is. Oh, nekama u'michshalo. Hashem can be sending you a michshal. Chalila could be like an onesh, because you're already on a not good path. And Hashem sometimes sends a michshol, like the Rambam, once you've reached a certain level of rishus. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it could be mishalem, b'kisa, to quote the pasuk, it could be mishalem el sonov, al ponov, la'avido. It could be chas v'sholom bat. First of all, it could be that you'll misuse it, and you'll intensify a rishus, you'll intensify bad behavior. Or it could be a good thing in the sense, but it could be an onesh in the sense of mishalem to rishom and olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you schar and olam hazeh in order to punish you. In that sense it could be. So it could be good, it could be in the soyon, and it could be bad. So you have to be nichna, because you don't know why it is. You can't just dance in the street. See, the Chavis is creating crazy people. Someone makes fun of you, you should dance in the street and thank Hashem. When you find out you won the lottery, you should be nervous and scared, and you should be unhappy, but you should be nirta, you should be nervous. What am I going to do with this money? The simoni hatova, the good reaction, is obvious, is clearly, sheyeba aleha osuk b'milei chayvosov l'Hashem, michidei lehisasek ba. More than being misasek with the money. Instead of increasing his holdings, increasing his investments, having more to think about, having more to worry about, having more workers on his payroll, except if he puts more workers on his payroll and he spends more time learning. So that's the good that could come out of a ribui tova. You're nichna because you don't know which way it's going to go. And you don't know in what context Hashem is sending it to you. So it's in your hands now. So you're nichna. That's why you're nichna. You don't know. Maybe I'm not a good person. Hashem giving me my schar and olam hazeh. Maybe it's an nisayon that I'm going to fail. So you could turn it around. But so the good is if you use the money for your milui chayvos of Hashem to intensify your obligations and avodas Hashem. The tias and adrabah the tias siba lahoisa b'maisam tovim l'shem shemayim. Huge problem. Now you think you have money. Now you're having bitachon, because we're up to Shara Kaniya. That means everybody in this room already, we finish our bitachon already, so everybody has bitachon. But now you get money, and all of a sudden your bitachon is in your money. Big problem. Because money is power, money talks, money is power, people kowtow to you when you have money, and therefore, he says, Eino lohot achar hatova. You're not so nispal from this, what you got, and you make sure that you're not all of a sudden relying on your money for various things. But he spends it on Gemilas Chasadim, he spends it in Avodas Hashem, he spends it on Ruchnius. That's how he invests his money. We have Eov's description of this, Miminhogo, Bahono with his money, but it's also in his expenditures, Binyani Shemayim, for Omar, and he boasted how he does not have bitachon in his money. He doesn't rely on his money. He didn't fall into that trap. For Omar b'choso bitchono olav imsamti zohov kisli. Kisli is a lashon bitachon. If I had my reliance on zohov, the lakesem, which is also collections of gold coins, amarti miftachi. I didn't have that. That's what he boasted about. So that's the first reaction to money, the good one. And then there's two more, and that's why you should be nichna, because you're not sure which way you're gonna go, or what Hashem meant when He sent it to you. Okay,